This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How are you two doing today?
Great. You forgot somebody, though. Valor?
And Fluffy.
Fluffy. You know, Fluffy, she's really fluffy, and she'll muffle the sound waves. So when you're talking, make sure you move her head and talk directly to the microphone. Sound good? Well, guys, how's it been? It's been a long time since we recorded. You guys doing well?
Yes. Yeah. And yes, it's been so long since we recorded.
I know. Last time we recorded, you remember it was with Asa.
Uh-huh.
That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah. No. And our cat is having kittens.
Very exciting. We know it's having kittens because its titties are getting bigger and its belly is getting bigger, right?
Yes.
Yes. So pretty soon, I think, we're going to have baby kittens, right?
Pretty soon. Yeah.
That is going to be pretty cool. All right. Valor, you started playing piano. Tell us about how that's going.
It's going good. I just practiced today. And I've done 5 lessons. It's been going good.
Good.
So 5 weeks of piano, that's about a month and a week.
And that's been going well. Then Ransom stopped doing piano. Now you're doing guitar. That seems to be going well.
It's going very well.
Good.
You see, I did guitar for a long time, and then they had a baby, and it kind of just, and then he was remodeling, and then he was building a house or something. What was he doing?
What, you mean Andy?
Yeah.
No, they moved.
Yeah, they moved, and then they helped other people, and then they helped. There was just a big gap.
Well, it's because we decided to take that gap. It had nothing to do with Andy. It was just, we had to make a decision, piano or guitar, and then we decided to switch from piano to guitar.
Yeah.
So far, that seems to be going good, going back to guitar. So now you're just doing only guitar, and Valor's doing piano.
And before, I did guitar. Then I did about a year stretch of piano.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back to guitar, back and better than ever.
Yes, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Now, what are you guys drinking today? Nothing.
Nothing.
What imaginary drink are you drinking today?
Nothing.
No, I mean, if you could have a drink, what would you drink?
Milk.
Milk, chocolate.
Chai tea latte meat.
Chai tea latte for Valor.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate for Ransom. For me, if I could drink any drink in the world right now, I think I would just have a good, bold cup of coffee. Well, I know, but it's cold, I think, now, because I've had it for so long. It's just been sitting there. It's almost empty. I guess I could pour. Where's my thermos? It's over there. I'm okay. I'll make it. Well, today, we're going to pray, as we always do. Well, we're going to talk about getting up in the mornings. And the neat thing about this chapter, guess what? The main character in this chapter, guess what his name is?
Bob.
No, it's Bob Schultz who wrote the book. But the main character in this chapter is?
Jared.
Jared. Spelled just like my name. It's a kid named Jared, though.
J-E-R-E-D.
You don't know how to spell my name?
J-E-R-A?
No. Jared. J-A-R-E-D. J-A-R-E-D. That's right. Okay, we're going to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. I'm going to take my hat off. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. It's been a long time since I got to talk to my boys about this book. I just ask that this would be encouraging to those that are listening in. And also, as we are encouraged by Bob in this chapter to get up early and be in the Word, he's going to give us just a quick way to be able to start spending time with you through being in your Word and praying. And he even gives like a 7-minute guide about how to start. And I just pray that these young men listening in would be spending time in prayer. They'd spend time in the Word, just hearing from you. And it doesn't have to take forever. Help them to know that we just start somewhere, just hearing from you and responding to you. I thank you for all the families that are doing family worship and that are raising their children the way they should be raised. And so I thank you that these young men listening in are already learning so much from their dad. They're already learning so much from their mom and their siblings. God, I pray this would be just a small piece and just helping them as they're walking with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you guys
Amen.
Ready?
Amen.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. The boy named Jared wants to start getting up in the mornings and spending time with God.
Oh my goodness, it's exactly what you do.
Get up in the mornings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wants to start, and he'd never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up one morning, and he starts reading the Bible, and he starts in Matthew. But Matthew starts with a genealogy. You guys know what a genealogy is?
No.
It's a long list of names. You know, when you get in the Bible, some chapters, you get a long list of names.
Yeah.
Matthew has that. Luke has that. Genesis has that. Lots of that. Yep. So you get into a genealogy. Well, Jared got bored and listened to what happened. It says he continued reading and he read name after name. And then finally, what does ZZZZZ mean?
He slept.
Means he fell asleep reading the Bible. Yeah. So have you guys ever tried to read the Bible and thought, I'm kind of bored?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sometimes. Yeah. Well, of course. Sometimes you're reading sections of the Bible and you're like, I kind of want to read something else. This is boring. It's not that it's unimportant.
But it's not boring.
It's not boring, really.
Reading what God... It's God telling you.
I know. And that's the thing. If we really understood and felt the gravity of God speaking, I don't think we would be as bored. But sometimes we get up in the morning and that's just what we're thinking. Or sometimes we're reading our bed at night. Some people like reading their Bible at night. And then they're just reading and they're just, ooh, can't read. Or fall asleep during prayer.
But actually, it's always time. It's always time to read it.
Anytime you read the Bible, it's a good time, right?
Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Definitely.
But like.
So Jared had an idea. When he didn't know what to do or how to do something, he thought, I should talk to my dad. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Have you guys...
That's a good idea to tell your dad.
Yeah.
About what to... Maybe he should like read a different
chapter
in the Bible.
Yeah. It's always good to ask your dad about stuff, right?
Yeah, that's the best thing to do.
When you have questions, when you're thinking, what should I do? It's always good to just say, well, I need to pray about it, but also probably should talk to my dad about this. He probably has some wisdom or insight about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you know the best thing to do in life is read the Bible.
Yeah, read God's word and obey and love Jesus. I mean, the Bible tells us all about Jesus and what he's done. So we want to make sure that we're spending time with Jesus when we read the Bible. We don't want to just read the Bible for just reading it. We want to just spend time with God, right?
Yeah, Right.
So,
I found that clover on there reminded me of let me think.
What clover?
There's clover on the back of that page.
Jesus helping you.
There's a clover. There's a clover on the back of that page, and it reminded me of the six-leaf clover I found.
Oh, yeah. You did?
A month ago.
Find a six-leaf clover, and the six-leaf clover is one in how many?
312,500.
And right in our yard.
And then... About a week ago, I found a five-leaf clover.
I mean, you...
And then that same day, I found a four-leaf clover. And 3 days after I found that six-leaf clover, I found 2 four-leaf clovers.
Wild.
Oh, and countless three leaves.
So Mom was talking. Then she said, I found a five-leaf clover. And then he didn't know where it was, so I just grabbed another leaf, and he was expecting it to be a three-leaf, and it was a four-leaf.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Back to back.
So, yeah. And we were on the security cam, and Mom didn't know, like, what I was saying, so I picked up a clover. I was expecting it to be three-leaf. I picked up a four-leaf clover.
And we got it on our front door cam?
Yeah. I picked up a four-leaf clover.
Amazing.
And then I go... Find another one. And I go, five, 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 five. And Mom said, you found a five-leaf clover? And I said, yeah. And then I go, and then I point to the clover and go, four, four, four.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we had that fun distraction from the back of the page here with the clover picture. So now let's get into what Jared's dad told him. He said this. You need to get up early. And Jared asked, what do you mean? What time is early? How do you know that it's early? And here's what Jared's dad said. Early in the morning is getting up before you have to, so that you can spend time relaxed time with God before the day starts. Early at night is going to bed so that you can get up refreshed in the morning time. My biggest hindrance to getting up early is going to bed late. So what his dad says, if you want to get up early, you need to go to bed early. Don't stay up late because that's the biggest hindrance to getting up early. So Jared begins to think, okay, well, I guess I could maybe get up early and do what my dad does. And so what his dad said is that I would just try to or go to bed early, go to bed on time so I can get up early. And then what he tells him is that, Jared, sometimes my morning routine with God has changed over the years. And he said, sometimes when you're young, you just have to start somewhere. You just have to get the ball rolling. And then as you get older, you develop a morning time with God or an evening time with God. I prefer mornings. I think that's always the best thing to do. It's not necessarily right, wrong, but I think it's the best thing to do. And then in 5 years, after you start waking up and spending time with God, things change a little bit in 10 years, and you just grow and you spend time with the Lord. And so here's what he said. My morning times have changed through the years, but I remember clearly how it started. A friend of mine gave me a booklet that said, it was titled 7 Minutes with God. It described the morning watch, something very simple. It challenged me to set aside 7 minutes every morning to meet with God. And Jared said, wait, only 7 minutes? That's not very long. And he said, you're right, it's not long. But most great things in life, they start small. Often a boy looks down at little things because he wants to accomplish great things, and he never completes either. But what do you do in 7 minutes? Jared asked. Well, according to the booklet, the first 30 seconds are just set aside to prepare your heart and to pray. The next 4 minutes are for Bible reading, and the last 2.5 minutes are for more prayer. And it encouraged us to pray 4 particular types of prayer: prayers of praise, prayers of confession, prayers of thanksgiving, and then prayers for others. It was very simple. And he was telling Jared, this is just a great way to start. Just spend 7 minutes with God in the morning. And then that habit can develop. Okay, Valor, you had a question.
What's your favorite time at the day?
My favorite time in the day is probably waking up early in the morning, spending time. Yes.
That is mine. Like when you camp in the morning, that's my favorite kind of
place. Waking up from camping?
Yeah.
That's cool. I also love, after I've woke up, when my whole family starts to wake up one at a time, the first time I see each person in the morning and we get like a cuddle fest.
And like a cold, like when it's like a little bit cold outside.
A little bit cold outside. I like that. You can sit out with a blanket or a flannel or a hoodie. I always love seeing your mom first thing in the morning. That's great. And then I've already been up. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then I get to see everybody and bring some energy for the day. You know, you got to be careful to not be too. Yeah, go, buddy. You got to be careful not to bring too much energy when people, right, you know, just have woken up.
Yeah. My favorite part of the day is mornings.
Mornings.
Early in the morning, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Time to wake up every day.
Yep. Okay, Valor had to step out to go to the restroom real quick. And he will be right back. But we're going to keep going. And he can just jump back in when he gets here. Okay, so he just keeps talking to him. He wants to make sure that Jared just doesn't get in a routine of just waking up in the morning. But here's exactly what he says. We just talked about this. He said, you want to make sure that you're not devoted just to a habit of waking up early, but you want to be devoted to Jesus because you love him. You want to spend time with him and you want to respond to him in prayer. You want to hear from him and his word and all of that. So he just starts to explain to him, open, there's Valor. He's back. Come on in, buddy. You can just leave that door cracked now. So just to recap, his dad just wants him to start somewhere, to spend time in the morning, go to bed at a good time at night, wake up at a good time in the morning, and start spending time in the mornings with God. Remember, the chapter's titled The Morning Watch. His dad goes on to tell him different kinds of study that you can do in the morning, and it can change over the years. So he says this, do you remember the year I wanted to know what God said about families? I started in Genesis, and I read through Revelation, keeping a notebook of insights. I know now why God calls himself Father. And then I've studied books of the Bible in the morning. I've studied word by word. I've used a dictionary to help me understand the meaning. I've studied people of the Bible, the events of Jesus' lights, the attributes of God. And right now, I'm studying the Gospels. So as you get older, buddy, these things are going to change and you're going to grow. So Jared was really excited because he knew in the morning, if he would go to bed at a good time at night and he woke up early in the morning, he didn't have to read the whole Bible all at once. He could just start small and then pray and just start the habit of spending time with God in the morning. And then he would know, just like his dad, that that morning time would grow and he would learn as he goes. So here's a couple reasons I love this chapter. I love this chapter because Jared had been raised to know enough to go and talk to his dad when he had questions. He knew he was wanting to spend time with God in prayer in the morning, but he was confused about how it was going. He needed some tips and pointers, and so he went and talked to his dad. And I just think that's a really good lesson for you guys.
But your favorite part of all is the kid's name's Jared.
Oh, yeah, that too. I thought that was pretty cool. But I just think it's a neat thing because as a dad, honestly, from you guys, as you get older, even just starting right now, it's really important to me to be the best dad I can be so that when you guys really need advice about walking with the Lord or about life or decisions, the first person you go to is, I want to talk to my dad about this. Or if you mess up or you do something silly, you're not going to be shamed by me. You're not going to be scared to talk to me. You're just able to talk to me. That's the kind of dad that I want to be. And I love that you guys have you asking me questions all the time, mainly right now about football. I feel like an encyclopedia or the internet right now.
Hey, Dad, will Kirk Cousins make Hall of Fame?
What's your first thing you ask?
Is Kirk Cousins traded yet?
Is Kirk Cousins traded yet?
That's the first thing I ask every morning. Will Joe Burrow be traded?
Will Joe Burrow be traded? Yeah, you guys have so many.
He might be traded next year.
So let me ask you this, because you guys do your Bible reading at night and prayers at night, but what do you think about the morning watch? What would you think about maybe switching it up and making the morning a priority? Do you guys like that idea? You want to give that a shot? Maybe spending a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes in the morning in reading the Bible and prayer? What do you think?
Yeah, we were doing this thing at night, like church, but yeah. Except just something else.
Yeah, just practicing family worship church.
Yeah, and like, there was preachers and stuff. I was a preacher and,
I wasn't.
Well, I was a preacher and then, like, I started getting into the Bible. I started wanting to read a lot more. And I started reading a bunch of
And you've read your whole...
Like, I read my whole Bible and then... before I read my whole Bible... I just read so much of the Bible because we did that church thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just God wanting to me to read more of the Bible.
Yeah.
Wanting me to learn more about Him.
Yeah, that's right. And you've been enjoying that, haven't you? You learned so much. And then, Ransom, you've learned so much, too. It's just cool seeing you guys grow.
I just started reading the Bible since then.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, guys,
I've still read the Bible more than just that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about, I read that post. I read a bunch of the Bible, like, day after day after day.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And I think that that's a good thing to remember. Whether you do it in the morning or night, you just need to make sure you're spending time with God, hearing from Him and responding to Him in prayer. And Bob, specifically in Boyhood and Beyond here, in this chapter, challenges us to do that in the mornings. And so maybe the nighttime, you're more alert. But I think it'd be cool for you guys to maybe give it a shot. You know, just wake up first thing before even asking if Kirk Cousins has been traded yet or if Joe Burrow has been traded yet, is just stop and pray.
Well,
say, God, help me today.
Will Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Right. That kind of thing. Okay, guys, this has been a lot of fun. The chapter has been the morning watch. You guys have any last words before we close up shop?
Brian, and I'll see you next time.
Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.